Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Should there be a moratorium on new development over the Edwards Aquifer Recharge Zone? There is concern that we could have runaway growth over the area that supplies our drinking water. And without stopping that growth, San Antonio could be looking at aquifer problems coming out of your water tap. To join the conversation, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. You can email us at thesource@tpr.org or write directly on our show page on the website at tpr.org. With us to talk about this proposal for the moratorium, Annalisa Peace, Executive Director of the Greater Edwards Aquifer Alliance, a local nonprofit group that seeks to protect the aquifer, and Terry Burns, a conservation co-chair for the Alamo Group of the Sierra Club. Welcome to The Source, both of y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Annalisa, tell me why. Why would we need a moratorium over growth of the aquifer recharge zone? Don't we already have something like that?
Well, no, we have water quality ordinances, but San Antonio's water quality ordinances are pretty weak. And then also, we passed those water quality ordinances in January 1995, so it's going to be 20 years, but we're still coming up with a lot of projects that say they're grandfathered and they don't have to observe those ordinances.
So how can they be grandfathered of 20 years down the line?
That's a good question, and we've actually fought some of those, and we've had good evidence that they weren't grandfathered. But SAWS, which does the status for that, has said, no, they're grandfathered, and they let them go ahead.
Well, I need to know more. So, I mean, Terry, how do they do that?
I don't know how they do that, actually.
I mean, did they have to file? Wouldn't have had to file some sort of paperwork or be platted or whatever or zoned?
Well, the city, you know, gave them very liberal, and basically it was whenever they filed a plat, it's not supposed to change with property owners, but we've seen instances where that has happened. So I think pretty much anybody who's claiming they're grandfathered is getting grandfathered from these ordinances.
So you're saying we've been loosey-goosey with enforcement of what's been happening on the recharge zone?
Pretty much.
And you want that to change?
Yes.
Terry?
And I might just add, just a couple of days ago, they voted to provide some more services to some planned developments in these areas, which just a few weeks prior to that, they had voted not to provide, specifically because of endangerment to the aquifer. So, again, a sign of weakness.
So you're saying they voted. So you're talking about SAWS
board. SAWS
board,
yes.
So they voted to approve three new developments over the recharge zone just this on Monday, right?
Yes.
And so, Annalisa, tell me about these developments.
Well, I don't have the specifics right before me, but what we've seen is just since December, development is really picking up again because banks are making loans. And so from 2008 until last year, we didn't have a lot of development going on. Now it's picking up, and there's just developments every day. What we're really concerned about is SAWS has designated that they are the sole service provider in a large area of the recharge zone that goes all the way out into Comal County, and they have asked the state to designate them as the sole service provider for this area. So what they're saying is when they get a request for a contract for water and sewer service, they cannot deny it. They're saying they legally cannot deny it. And we're asking for them to amend, it's called the Certificate of Convenience and Necessity, a CCN, so that they're not designated as the sole service provider in those areas, and they can take each request for service on a case-by-case basis when it's over the recharging contributing zone. And so, for example, say a developer says they're grandfathered and they're requesting SAWS utility service, they could simply say, well, if you don't want to abide by our ordinances, then we're not going to give you service. They would have more leeway. They could deny projects that were not good for the recharge zone. And they could actually work with developers and say, you have to change this, that, or the other, the aquifer division of SAWS, before they agreed to provide service. And that's the way it was before. And we saw a lot of projects changed to mitigate effects on the recharge zone.
So what would stop a developer who was denied service from just, you know, putting a pipe in the ground and having their own well and providing water that way?
Well, they would have to get a permit for an Edwards well from the Edwards Aquifer Authority. Out in Trinity Aquifer in Comal County, there's not a whole lot of water. There have been developers that have done that.
And isn't the big issue really about wastewater treatment and wastewater disposal, Terry?
Yes, and potential pollution from that. And I think, again, the Sierra Club fully supports the position of the Alliance for these recommended changes. And specifically, we believe the aquifer, the Edwards Aquifer, is by far our best, cleanest, and cheapest source of water. So all of the talk about Vista Ridge and other sources of water, far more expensive than aquifer water that we have right here. And it's most important that we use our money to protect this resource and not get it contaminated by some of the things that the Alliance has already found contaminating the water already.
So, Annalisa, are you concerned that with Vista Ridge, that's the pipeline contract that's being now negotiated, that would bring in a lot of new water into the area from the Bastrop area, but also with the desal plant that's expected to come online in 2016, that we're, by taking pressure off the Edwards Aquifer, now there is provides more slack so that developers can to move in on the area?
Well, we still would have, you know, a very heavy reliance on the Edwards Aquifer.
But, you know, in reality, yes, right. But I'm talking about, you know, the veneer.
Well, what we're really afraid of is that these new water supplies will be used to expand service onto the Edwards Aquifer recharging contributing zones. And our member groups, and we have 15 local member groups in the San Antonio area, have unanimously said that we are opposed to the Vista Ridge project if those new supplies are going to be used to expand water service onto the recharging contributing zones. Because what we're seeing is when SAWS gives utility service contracts to new developments, it actually promotes contiguous developments in the area because they will put out oversized pipes like oversized water and sewer mains, and then all these new developments can tie off on it. So it's kind of like they're offering a bulk rate discount to developers when they expand their service out into new areas on the recharge zone.
Okay, let's get a call in quickly. The number is 210-614-8980. Gary has called in. Gary, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. So don't you think that we're a bit late? Didn't we start violating the aquifer when we built UTSA? And, you know, that was followed by Valero and all kinds of development up in the 1604H10 neighborhood. I mean, all of that stuff is built over the aquifer, isn't it?
Sure. Thanks, Gary, for the call. Annalisa.
It is. And in San Antonio, we're actually an example of what not to do. And I would say about 80% of new development over the past 20 years has gone in over the recharge zone. Now we're getting out into the contributing zone.
Yeah, but with this attitude, oh, we're too late, and throw up your hands and say,
I don't. No, because what we're looking at now is where SAWS is insisting that they have to provide service goes all the way out into Comal County, and most of that area is undeveloped right now. And what we're really afraid of is were you to have a large sewer leak or a series of sewer leaks, you could actually impact Comal Springs.
Okay, we're going to continue this conversation. If you want to jump in here, the number is 210-614-8980. After the break, we're going to bring in Greg Flores from SAWS to get his reaction to this proposal. This is The Source on KSTX. Stay with us. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The Greater Edwards Aquifer Alliance is calling for a moratorium for new development over the Edwards Aquifer Recharge Zone. They're tired of seeing more and more housing developments pop up in this area that is supposed to be protected, but not so much because of grandfathering and other loopholes that have developed over the years. Do you think that there should be a moratorium, or at least we should get serious about trying to protect the recharge zone? We invite you to call in. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. With me in the studio to talk about it is Annalisa Peace of the Greater Aquifer Alliance and Terry Burns, a conservation co-chair for the Alamo Group of the Sierra Club. Let's get callers in on this conversation. Kelly has called in. Kelly, welcome
Terry,
to The Source. You're on the air.
Conservation co-chair for the Alamo Group.
Kelly, you there? Okay, that's not working. All right, so Annalisa Peace, it seems like this is a big order, a moratorium on development. I mean, are you just shooting for the sky here and seeing what falls out or what?
Well, I think, you know, we say moratorium because we really want to get people's attention. But I think the main thing that we're asking is for SAWS to amend that CCN and start getting serious about doing policies to protect the aquifer, because we know that by them providing water and sewer service out into new areas over the recharge zone, they're actually promoting development in that area.
Okay. I think Kelly is now ready to rock here. Kelly, you there? You ready to go?
Yes. Okay. My question is, has there ever been a study for the amount of the population that the aquifer could sustain?
Okay, thanks for that question. And Annalisa, can you handle that?
Yeah, you know, all the scientists say that we start to see degradation of water quality between 8 and 12% impervious cover. We recommend actually 15%. The Edwards Aquifer Authority has recommended 20%. And impervious cover is actually, in this case, an indication of urbanization.
Impervious cover, that's like parking lots and streets
right. And
houses, so the water can't go into the ground. So that's the concern.
There's a concern also, it's an indicator of urbanization. So when you have all these urban activities like roadways and people using pesticide and sewage lines and things like that. So when you have high-density development, you have a greater chance of degrading the aquifer, and then because of stormwater runoff becomes polluted, and then also because you have all the subsurface, you know, the pollution from sewage.
So we have a lot of rules, or hopefully we'll have some rules about impervious cover. And right now, if these areas in the recharge zone are annexed as the way that SAWS is asking them to be, what are we talking about?
Well, we think that would be disastrous because right now in the extraterritorial jurisdiction of the city, the impervious cover limits are 15% for all land uses, so they're uniform. But inside city limits, they're 30% for residential, 45% for multifamily, 65% for commercial, and they can go up to 85% if it's in a major like on an expressway or somewhere. So the city, the limits inside the city are not as rigorous as the limits in the ETJ. So we think that annexing the area would make it worse.
Okay, but that could be changed. Those rules could be changed during that annexation, right? The city
yeah.
council could say, well, we'll annex these areas, but with different impervious cover rules.
But see, people who are still claiming grandfathering after 20 years, how long would it take these new regulations to actually go into effect?
Okay, let's bring in Greg Flores. He is the Vice President for Communications at San Antonio Water Systems, SAWS. And Greg, welcome to The Source.
Thanks for having me.
So what's your reaction to a call for a moratorium of new development over the Edwards Aquifer Recharge Zone?
Well, first of all, let me just say that protecting the Edwards Aquifer is one of our highest priorities. We have done quite a bit to help preserve, as a city, to help preserve the quality of the water in the Edwards Aquifer. Our citizens have voted on multiple occasions to dedicate sales tax dollars to purchasing conservation easements over the Edwards Aquifer Recharge Zone, so that land cannot be developed going into the future and can retain its natural state and prevent source pollution from occurring by preventing that land from being developed. And in fact, the city has purchased, along with SAWS, over 125,000 acres over the Edwards Recharge Zone across several counties, and that's more than the total acreage of recharge zone within Bexar County. So there's quite a bit of land that has been purchased and preserved in order to protect the Edwards Aquifer from that development that we've been talking about. And I will say, I think the city is moving towards the direction that Annalisa Peace and Terry are talking about. Councilman Nirenberg has proposed a study and has gotten it funded to look at in a comprehensive way the policies of the city and how water plays a role into those policies, and ensuring that we protect the Edwards Aquifer should be something that is reviewed by the city and how it implements new policies. So I think there are opportunities to look at exactly the kinds of proposals that that GIA and Annalisa Peace are talking about.
So, but there's, she's saying that you are encouraging development out in the area with many of the practices of SAWS. And is it that you feel that there's some room here now that we've got all these acreage of this land that's been purchased to protect the aquifer that we can do, we can build out and more?
Well, I think the question of development and what causes development, really it's a question of the chicken, which comes first, the chicken or the egg. Sometimes development occurs without any infrastructure existing. Sometimes development follows the installation of infrastructure. And so it really depends on where that development is occurring and when it's occurring. By state law, we have to recognize the rights that property owners have in the property that they own. And if they are going to develop that property, we have to recognize their right to do that by state law. So when we are asked to provide service in areas in which we have a duty to provide that service, in which the state has said you must provide service in this area, then we have to recognize those development rights that have been put in play or that have been vested by state law. Now, in terms of where we serve, this issue did come up a few years back when there was a development hills of Castle Rock that was occurring up in the northwestern part of Bexar County and over into Medina County. And SAWS, in fact, did refuse to put the service in for that development. And it was at the urging of GIA. We worked together to make sure that didn't happen. That particular development was not in the area where we have been designated to serve. And at that time, we were asked to amend our CCN, that's that area of certificated necessity, and we did that. We went to the state and we said, you know what, we don't want to serve these areas in the future. And our at that time, we were provided the areas where we could refuse service. And we did amend our application to the state, and it was granted. So to suggest that we have not done our part to help protect the Edwards Aquifer recharge zone from development is historically not the case. Unfortunately, we could have gone further if we had known other areas at the time that were of concern. We could have made that amendment a bit different. But as of now, the state has granted us the authority to serve in those areas, and now we have a duty and obligation to do that and to recognize property owners' rights to develop their property.
Okay, Annalisa, you wanted to react to that.
Yeah, and Greg, what we really are asking SAWS to do is to amend your current CCN so that you exclude the recharge and contributing zones in that eastern area of your service area, and you would have the same leeway then as you did with the Hills of Castle Rock to deny service. You could consider requests for service, and it doesn't mean that you'd have to deny all of them, but you would be able to consider them on a case-by-case basis and decide on what is best to mitigate impacts on the recharge zone, and that's what we're really asking for.
So she says you have more flexibility.
I would add,
okay, Terry?
The Sierra Club fully supports that approach, and we do not intend to suggest that SAWS hasn't done an awful lot to protect the aquifer, and we recognize that the conservation efforts and aquifer protection efforts are, well along in a lot of ways, but there is a lot more that can be done and needs to be done.
Sure, and the Hills of Castle Rock, that was after quite a bit of public campaigning. There were some scary moments there where we didn't know what was going to happen, where that could have gotten greenlit, and who knows where we'd be today if that had happened. But it's, I think, so where are we in the process, Greg? What do you think is going to happen now?
Well, there just aren't any easy answers. I mean, I think if you look at Austin just up the road from us and the many steps they took to try to curb growth and to inhibit growth in their community. Those efforts didn't quite work. Austin continued to grow, and as a result, they're now in a position where they continue to see threats to their water supply. They continue to see a lack of transportation infrastructure in place that could have prepared them for the growth that they're experiencing. So, you know, even doing some of those things that are well-intentioned doesn't mean the growth won't stop. And if the growth doesn't stop, then you have substandard infrastructure that is installed that is of higher risk to the aquifer and that could end up being more costly to our ratepayers because we then have to step in, take over that substandard infrastructure and upgrade it.
Greg Flores with SAWS, thank you for joining us. With us in the studio, Annalisa Peace with the Greater Aquifer Alliance and Terry Burns of the Alamo Group of the Sierra Club. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for tuning us in.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.